Hello, this is Tiara.
Hello, this is Allie.
And this is the Goddess Vibration. Welcome back to another episode.
We're going to talk about spirit guides today.
Yeah, I don't, you know, we've done, at this point, what, like 30 episodes? And I don't think we have ever talked about spirit guides.
Is that weird?
Maybe here and there on like different episodes, maybe.
No, I was just wondering if that was like weird. It's really funny because like we have no organization when it comes to this podcast because we're so inspired by so many topics that if something interesting or something that piques our interest, we're like, yeah, we're going to talk about that. And then it's like 10 episodes go by and we're just like, huh, have we even brought this up? And Tiara's like, no, because, you know, we've just been in so many other rabbit holes.
Right. Allie and I could probably talk for hours and hours and hours. I was actually going to do a TikTok about getting abducted into an alien spaceship, but then returning us because we talk so much. So, yeah, wow. We can talk. Well, it's like, you know, you see those templates, like those CapCut templates. There's one of like someone going into a spaceship and I was like, oh, I could do that. And then like maybe make it be us. And we're talking, and then we go in, and then they send us back because we're talking so much, or something silly like that. I don't know. I just think it's kind of funny how we just come together and we can easily talk, like without any planning or notes or anything. It's just, I don't know. It's just seamless for us. And I'm always worried, Allie will talk about this, how I'm always worried, like, oh my God, we're not going to have enough talk about. We need notes. We need, you know, side notes for the notes. And then she's like, we're going to be fine.
And it drives me crazy.
And then we record and it's always fine. And I don't know.
And then she feels silly.
And then, yeah, I do the same thing every single time. Like, I feel silly
every
afterwards.
Time we record. I was like, you know that we go through this every time before you hit that record button. And then she's like, oh my God, we talked for 50 minutes. And I was like, and you were worried.
I know. I'm getting better. I promise.
So we do think talking about spirit guides is actually quite important because it's an important part of your spiritual journey. If you have listened to our podcast at all, you know that you can't do this journey by yourself. You need help. Whether that's like someone in the physical who can relate, because no one's actually going to know what you're going through. Like the spiritual journey is a very personal journey and no one can fully know or fully understand what you're going through, but people can relate to you. So unless you like you have like a friend that you can lean on who's on a similar journey, you're going to need help. And sometimes we have to turn to our spirit guides.
Well, the interesting thing about spirit guides is that I don't know that most people even know that they have spirit guides. Like the only people that really know that there are guides there are people who are awakened, or maybe they have the ability to channel, or maybe they've got some other clair that allows them to connect to their guides and know that these beings are there. I think for the most part, people just kind of go on about their lives and the guides influence them. Like, I don't know if it's like subconscious influence or like gentle nudges or like intuitively. I think the way the guidance comes through to you just depends on how connected you are to your guides, in my opinion.
Well, I've always been actually quite connected to my guides, but I couldn't talk to any of my guides until up to about, I don't know, a year ago.
Yeah, like when I, even probably before my awakening, actually, I knew I had guides. I knew that they were there and I could hear them sometimes. Like, I remember specifically one guide telling me to read. And I actually think this was after my awakening. I heard a guide say, oh, you should go read. And so I went and read this book about, I think it was Judith Cusell is the author, and it was a book about spiritual contracts and the Akashic records and some other set of universal records and how she navigates accessing these records and how she helps people. And she had all this guidance and spiritual wisdom. And I was just like, oh my God. So guides can be quite useful and helpful. And the way it's supposed to work is that they are supposed to, as Ali said, assist you on your spiritual journey. Because as we all know, this is not an easy journey.
It's not at all. Like, I have always been a highly intuitive person, even when I was a child. Now that I can actually talk to my guides were like, you were a very special child, just in terms of your introspection and perception and the way that you perceive things from such a young age. Like, we don't usually see that in children. But I had no idea. I had no freaking idea because I didn't even know who my guides were. And Tiara, like, obviously got introduced to her guides first. And, like, some of her guides were just so cool. And I was kind of, like, jealous. I was just like, I know I have a spirit team, but I can't communicate the way that you can communicate to them. I have no idea who they are. And to this day, I still don't know who the majority of my guides are. They're all very, like, shy or hush hush, or they didn't want to come forward, and I'm just like, okay, whatever, you do you. I'm gonna be over here trying to figure it out, and I'm just gonna trust that you're guiding me from afar.
Right, and that's what I mean, that's how it is for most people. Most people, like, either can't connect to their guides, or don't know that they have guides, or don't know that they're even there. So, you know, it'd be curious to, like, maybe do a channeling session of spirit guides and just ask them questions. Like, hey, how do you guide people who are not aware? Like, how do you guide people who can't channel? How do you guide people who are stuck in 3D? What are some of the means and tools that you guys use? That would actually be really interesting.
That would be really, really interesting. But, speaking of interesting, we actually did do that because Tiara's a split soul. And I was just so curious. Her journey has been very difficult to navigate. And I was just like, hey, I wonder if we can, like, reach out to another pair of split souls. And we couldn't get another pair, but we did get a guide. And that was actually such an enlightening conversation. So I think we should do that more, but, like, with other types of guides, because now you've piqued my interest.
Well, you know what? Now that you say that, I'm wondering why we couldn't connect to other split souls.
I think we could. I just don't think any of them wanted to come forward on that day.
Oh, interesting. No, I would love to connect to other split souls, honestly.
Yeah, well,
and
that's why.
Get a sense of their journeys.
That's why I had the idea. And then when we did specifically the channeling for split souls, none of them came forward. And actually, one of the entities that we know had to go find the guide and drag her to us. So,
yeah, right. So, interesting thing, because obviously when we think of spirit guides, we think of these beings who are of high vibration and they're love and light and they're angelic and they have our best and highest good only ever. But I think the truth is a little bit more complicated than that. And I wouldn't be saying that if I hadn't experienced the opposite end of that.
Arguably, Tiara has been to hell and back a few times.
Yes. I go back and forth on where I am. Sometimes I'm in hell, sometimes I'm not. But yeah, so where it started to get really weird with my team was when I had to rebuild a relationship with my spiritual team from scratch. And that happened because my soul hated her spiritual guidance team. So when I'm talking, I'm going to refer to my soul as a different entity from Tiara the spirit. Obviously, we're connected. Obviously, we're working together in this journey. I'm here to help navigate her, but I have diverged from her in some ways because there's a lot of things that we do not see eye to eye on. And diverging from her has helped me gain clarity. So we're just going to refer to her as a separate entity. she did not have a healthy relationship with her spiritual guidance team, to the point I think she freaking hated them. I think they hated each other. Like, everybody hated everybody. And I was just like, I don't understand. And I started getting like sentiments from the guides that was like, I think it even pulled tarot on it. And it was like frustration and resentments and like exhaustion. And I was just like, why do my spiritual guides hate us? Like, what is this? So I had to like figure out a way to rebuild this relationship with the guidance team, because, you know, my soul has been through a lot and just a lot of negativity. And I don't know if some of that sentiment that she had towards the guides was because she felt like they didn't do enough. I don't know if it's because they were also sabotaging her, which is a possibility. I don't really know. I just know the relationship was bad, and I had to work to repair it, and I set some parameters. I told them how I was feeling. They kind of told me what they were feeling, but they were always just like, you know, best and highest good. We want to help. We want to support. We care. And I was like, okay, well, cool. So for the most part, we tried to move forward from that. Then I had an entity. I refer to him as D. If you have not heard the episodes, Adventures with D, Part 1 and 2, please go listen, because it will give you context into who this entity is. Essentially, he was a member of my spiritual guidance team, or I'm sorry, not my spiritual guidance team, my soul family. He was a member of my soul family, and we had been trapped in a very negative karmic cycle for thousands of years. So when he came through in this incarnation, he was a person who had a public profile. So part of me was like googly-eyed and starry-eyed, and I was just like, oh my god, like, you're reaching out to me, you're such and such, like, what, like, that's crazy. He told me who he was, our soul history. Allie did a fantastic job and was very supportive and looking into some of the other timelines associated with this entity. And then he was like, I'm gonna guide you and I'm gonna be a part of your spiritual guidance team. And I was like, oh cool, that's great, like, I have this star on my spiritual guidance team, and I thought it was freaking awesome.
And he actually gave you one of the best guidance advice.
No, ever. He actually did, and I'll never forget it, because it came through in a dream. And I didn't realize this, but apparently entities, not all entities can come to you in a dream. Like, it's a very specific skill to be able to enter someone's dream and give them guidance. I didn't know that. He told me that it's something that he's done for a while, a couple times, and he was an expert at it. I was like, okay, whatever. For a long time, and I think I still do this in many ways, is when I'm experiencing negative emotion, I internalize it, and I usually withdraw, internalize, separate away from others, and close down. His guidance was that I should take that energy and send it outward into activities, whether it's skating or writing or whatever. And in the dream, I was actually skating, and it was so fun. And I just remember having so much fun and being like, this is amazing. And I never forgot that message. It's one of the reasons actually why I took up skating, is because of that dream. I took up skating, I took up coloring, I took up some other outlets, energetic outlets, because of that dream. Well, as great as that was, it turned out that his intent with being on my spiritual guidance team was to manipulate me and get me in alignment with what he wanted from me, which I found out later, and promptly kicked him off my team. So all this goes to show that it is possible that there might be entities on your spiritual guidance team who might not have your best and highest good. And I hate to say that, and I don't want to scare people and make them feel like they need to start questioning their spirit guides. That is not what I'm trying to say. I'm just saying that for me specifically, in my experiences, I have had people on my team who were there to manipulate and deceive. And he's not the only one.
Tiara's right. We are not here to judge or scare. These are just our own personal experiences. So please take that and know that this is just for entertainment purposes only. We're not here to freak anyone out.
Right. So I've actually seen other people talk about this, about having dark entities either on their spiritual guidance team or come through with as a guide or with guidance. And I know for a fact that there are entities out there who are going and saying things to people strictly with the intent to deceive. It's part of the negative alien agenda. It's part of the satanic agenda. It's intentional. It's terrible. But I do know that this is going on. I have seen what this has done to some people in regards to their spiritual journeys. It's very unfortunate. But I have had a lot of that. And I have had a lot of entities come and tell me things that were not true, that weren't necessarily on my spiritual guidance team, but were just, they were there to deceive. And I did have a demon on my spiritual guidance team. And crazy thing about this is that I didn't know this. I received this information from another entity. It resonated. Essentially, if you or you have a lineage or you come from a lineage that was sacrificed in some way, or that maybe self-sacrificed, or if there was someone in the lineage who did dark magic, wanted something and sacrificed themselves or some aspect of themselves to get something, if they did that agreement with that demon has access to everyone in the lineage, everyone, essentially for eternity. So this had been done in my lineage, but also my soul, full soul, before she split, was cursed to the same demon. So essentially this demon just had free access to me and my lineage for thousands and thousands of years. And when he came through the first time, he was talking about how hard he had been working to capture my soul. And I was just like, okay, well, that's interesting. Who are you? We went into like this whole conversation about who he was and what he wanted and why. He even showed me himself. I was just like, this is some dark, fucked up shit. Wow, this is crazy. Now, I do still converse with this entity on occasion, usually if I'm wanting information for some reason. But I just want to share that these things happen. It is possible. Don't freak out if you feel like this has happened to you. I think the better thing would be to do some exploration of not only some of your subconscious wounding, but your lineage and some of the negative repeating patterns that might be taking place in your, not in your bloodline and in your lineage. Because oftentimes, as I said, there could be something there that is enabling this dark entity to gain access to you. Now, I know when it comes to my lineage, we have done a lot of dark stuff. My lineage is Nigerian. I'm an African American, but my ancestors were Nigerian. They were Yoruba. And for some of you guys who know the Nigerian lineages, you might know that they often practice Ifa or hoodoo or voodoo. And doing that stuff has karmic consequences. I don't care who you think you are. I don't care if you think that you can circumvent it some kind of way or think that you can use other magic to shield yourself from the consequences. Karma is karma. It's energetic. What goes around comes around. And everything that they are doing with that magic, particularly the stuff that is dark, has karmic consequences. And it has been affecting a lot of those lineages for thousands and thousands of years. As a matter of fact, I am convinced one of the reasons why most of the slaves that came to the United States were Nigerian is because of the karmic consequences of doing that stuff. So that was a little segue, or, you know, I diverged often. But anyway, if you feel like this is happening to you, please do some inner exploration. See if you can find out information about your bloodline or your lineage, because there's probably something there that you are going to have to work to clear. Again, don't mean to say that to terrify you. It's just a sad, unfortunate reality that I have discovered.
So spirit guides is a very interesting concept, only because my understanding is that spirit guides don't typically change very often. And in Tiara's case, her change on, like, I don't know, every 2 month basis. It's been right. A wild ride. But I will say that spirit guides, like, you have a huge team. Like, I don't think people understand, like, how big a spirit guide team can actually be. I remember once we went into the Akashic Records, and she's an Akashic Records reader, and she knew I had a couple questions, and one of them was about my spirit team, and she pulled up, like, I guess a photo, or she saw, like, an image of, like, my spirit team, but they were all silhouettes, and she was, you know, she asked the people in the photo or the entities in the photo, she said, who would you like to step forward so Allie can know, like, who's on your team? And I think, like, only five or six came up, but she was like, from what I'm seeing, you have, like, 40. And I was just like, 40? That's insane. And I only know of, like, five of them. Right. So, like, that's how big a spirit team can be. And they're all there for, like, different purposes. I think they're,
yeah.
Like, I know that they can be there for, like, even little things like emotional support, to help you make decisions, to help with, like, taming emotions, and, like, so each one of them could play a big role or they could play a little role, but it doesn't matter how big or little the role is, they are all very crucial in your growth and in your spiritual journey.
Yeah, like, the fact that different guides have different specialties was interesting to me. Like, that was something that Dee said, and he also had a quote unquote specialization. I don't remember what it was, but he had something that he said that he was, you know, expert in. And I think, you know, ultimately it makes sense that each guide, your guides would have different specializations. When it comes to my team now, I'm on the opposite end of the spectrum, and that I think maybe I have one guide at this point. And she's a soul who has been there for a very long time, and her specialization is, like, comforts, emotional supports, that kind of thing. I believe she's also a human soul, which is interesting. But yeah, so I have her and one other being with whom I do not seek guidance for other negative reasons.
But you also have a starseed.
I do have a starseed, yes. At this point, if I seek guidance, first of all, because of the experiences I've had so far, I'm very hesitant to seek guidance from my guides. But if I do, I mean, I don't really have any, but if I do need guidance, usually I will go to the starseed, the higher self, whom I also kind of have beef with, but I don't know. And then also, oh, I don't know if I want to say her name. My future whole soul. We'll just call her that. Oftentimes I will tap them for guidance. Otherwise I don't bother. So now my experience is unique. I don't want you guys feeling like you can't go to your guides for guidance. If you feel like you need guidance and you have a relationship with your spirit guides or your guidance team, then go to them. That's what they're there for. They are there to guide you and to support you. I personally, you know, again, I don't really have a team. I go elsewhere to get the guidance that I need. Again, that's just, you know, because of my own personal experiences.
It is important that you build a relationship with your guidance team, though, and get familiar with their energy, because I think that's where a lot of people get lost. And I think that's where a lot of people get deceived, is that people, and depending on how they reach out to you, if, like, especially if you're new to channeling, you have no idea who you're channeling. You have no idea who's coming into your aura. You have no idea who's communicating with you. It's really important to practice discretion and discernment and, you know, to be cautious. I know what that's like when you first start channeling and you just want to, you know, you're getting all this especially if it's positive information, you're getting all like this positive and angelic information and you're like, oh my God, like, what is this world that I have just woke up to? And it's so positive. And like Tiara and I have been there.
Oh yes, absolutely.
So it is really important, like, to build that relationship with your team, because I mean, there are deceivers out there, and it's not just us saying that. You can look it up on TikTok. People, there are so many, there is so much deception out there that it's really important that you build that relationship and trust yourself. Because if you don't trust yourself, you can easily fall into many of the 100 deceptive ways that they deceive you.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate that we have to practice discretion when it comes to our spirit guides. Like, we shouldn't have to do that, but the unfortunate reality is that, yeah, like, if you're a channeler, you have to figure out how to practice discretion, because I didn't know this, but apparently this is possible. It's possible that entities can mask their auras and come through as a member of your spiritual guidance team, but may not actually be. So discretion is huge, huge. And honestly, I have not perfected that. I mean, particularly for me, it's happened so much that I don't know how to tell anymore. So that's why I have chosen very specific entities that I know I can go to for guidance. And even then, I'm just like, okay, do you have like a passcode or something so I know that you are who you are? They freaking hate it. But I'm like, hey, like, I don't know if you've been along for this ride, like, this is necessary. So maybe that's something you could do. Maybe you can work with your guides and say, hey, passcodes, passwords, passphrases, something that lets me know that you are who you are if you are concerned about being deceived by other entities. It works for me.
I'm really happy that Tiara has found something that works for her, because it's been a rough journey on my end, only because she would get information and then someone on my team would be like, I don't think that that's true. And I'm like, God damn it.
Yeah.
So then I have to go back to Tiara and she's like, well, what do you mean? And then like, it's just her and I spending the rest of our day going down the rabbit hole.
Yes. We've been down a lot of rabbit holes. The backyard is full of holes. There's no lawn anymore.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's more than a backyard.
Or the forest. The forest.
It's like a field. It's like a field. The field. Or a forest.
Okay, there you go. Right.
But spirit guides can be in many different forms, too. It's not just your typical, you know, familials, like like a house cat. Or a dog, or a wolf, or angels. Spirit teams can get way more complex than that. Like, I can never, ever remember how to pronounce this.
Centaur.
A centaur. I have a centaur. I have never connected to the centaur. I don't know why the centaur is on my team, but I was just like, okay, I just know that it's like a half man, half horse. That's all I know.
Which, okay, apparently in the etheric realm, centaurs are a real thing. Like, blows my mind. But yeah, they exist in some realm energetically.
Yeah, and so do dragons. And so do all these, like, mystical beasts. Like,
fairies,
unicorns, fairies. Yeah.
Elementals.
Yeah.
All of that stuff, you guys. Again, not in our 3D realm and other energetic realms.
But it's all real. And that's like what's so crazy about it too, is that like I've seen TikToks of people talking about like dragon guides. And I was just like, how freaking cool is that?
Right? Now, at some point, I did have a bigger team. They kind of all fell away when all the cluster that is my soul story started to emerge. But I think there may have been an animal. I don't know. I have this thing or affinity with cats. And so I'm wondering if one of my guides was perhaps a cat, or maybe like I've got like a cat spirits, animals, cat spirit animal. But I don't know. I have some type of thing with cats. So I've always been curious about that. But yeah, so mystical beings, mystical entities, ancestors, deceased loved ones, extraterrestrials, angels can all be on your spirit team.
Now, what are star seeds? What category are they under?
Probably extraterrestrial.
Okay. Star seeds are really cool. Tiara and I have met a few.
Yes, I do have a starseed who's very, very cool. And she's actually been really instrumental in helping me seek. Like, her energy is like a seeker, like someone who seeks and helps you see the truth, which I freaking love. That's actually been so, so helpful to me. And she's still there for now, which is awesome. I don't know how much longer I'll have her, but, you know, I'm trying to cling on to her as much as I can. So if you are a starseed or you're a human soul, you can have a starseed assisting you. So I know that's so weird and confusing, because every time I think of starseed, I think of a soul who's an extraterrestrial. But that's not fully what it is. Yeah, there are starseed souls who are not of this planet, but there are also human souls who incarnate with a starseed. And the starseed provides support and guidance. So that happens as well. So if you feel like you've got starseed symptoms, but you know you're a human soul, you might have a starseed incarnated with you.
I think a lot of people get that confused. I think a lot of people think that they are starseeds.
Right.
Even though they're a human soul and they have a starseed there to assist them, there is a difference.
Yeah. Well, it's weird because like you take on the traits of the starseed in many ways. And so it like throws you off. Cause I know I did that. Like if I go up and look up Orion's starseed, I identify with all of that stuff. So I see why it's really, really confusing. And the only way you'll really know is if you have someone who can read your Akashic records or talk to your soul to identify if you're a human soul or not.
Yeah, I was just going to say, when did you find out if you were a human soul?
Oh, I picked up on that intuitively when unraveling my original whole, I don't even know what to call her. Original soul? My original soul story.
I'm so sorry if this is all confusing.
I know, it's crazy. But essentially, all that just goes to show that your spiritual guidance team can be very unique. And the entities on your team can be just as unique. And it is important, if you're able to do this, to maintain a healthy relationship with your spirit guides, because you want that. You know, you want to be able to know you're being guided and supported for your best and highest good. You know what I mean?
And they are, and that's the purpose of a spirit team, is that they really are supposed to do that. It's just, unfortunately, there's just so much deception out there and it drives me a little crazy.
No, me too. And it's frustrating. I'm just like, dang. Yeah.
And we've experienced deception firsthand.
Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just saying that, like, I have, like, we more so Tiara have experienced deception firsthand. Now, I haven't had any of those experiences. And I didn't know why. And once I started learning a little bit of soul integration and learning past life regression, I kind of learned more about like my soul story. And like, souls is a very interesting topic because we can go a million ways with this, but like Tiara has talked about her very like tumultuous soul family. Like I have a very like positive soul family that's like recognized throughout the universe, that's respected throughout the universe, where it's like her soul family is a little less respected because they've been a little bit more, what's the word I'm looking for?
Okay, I'm going to help Allie out here and just say that everyone in my soul family, we all hate each other. It's honest. We all hate each other. That's not supposed to be the case. It's not supposed to be like that. The unfortunate reality of it is that we all do, to the point where the best thing for us was to just not interact with each other at all.
Now, no, they're rebellious. That's the word I was looking for. Like the rebels.
Yes, they're rebels. Very rebellious. Don't believe in the process. They've been this way for a very long time, since before my soul was added to the soul family. Since being added to the soul family, the original soul did terrible, terrible things to them. Eventually, she split. All the resentment they have towards her is now directed towards me. So obviously, when it comes to needing to heal and evolve, they don't really have my best and highest. So it makes the relationship very tumultuous.
Right. And none of them support each other for their best and highest. It's not just Tiara. It's none of them support each other. And the universe responds to that frequency. The universe responds to that relationship. The universe has said multiple times and has even guided Tiara, like, and her split soul, well, you guys have all these expectations, yet you guys refuse to build a relationship with us. And every time we've tried to build a relationship with you, you guys have taken that knowledge and use it for your own personal gain, which is a huge no-no. And yes. So the universe responds differently to a soul's journey. So I know that's why I'm saying, like, for me personally, like, I have a very well-respected soul. Like, my soul has earned the respect of the universe. My soul has an amazing relationship with the universe. So when it comes to my story as the incarnate, I haven't been deceived at all. Like, entities are, like, afraid to lie to me because of who I'm aligned with. And so that's why, like, TRs and I experiences have been so different, like, night and day different. Like, probably we're not even in the same, like, galaxy in terms of experiences with our teams, only because, like, this just is an example of, like, what a well-rounded, like, positive, trust the process, well-respected, earn the respect, the trusting relationship. It just goes to show how the universe responds to that versus how the universe has responded to Tiara's soul story. So the universe is always listening.
Yes, and your soul story and soul background is really, really important. If you can get that information, it really is. It'll give you clarity, especially if you feel like maybe you're being deceived all over the place, or maybe you feel like you're not getting the support you really need or want. Maybe there's a reason for that. I mean, I'm not to say it's like your fault, but oftentimes there are these souls that have these relationships that are not that great, and it unfortunately manifests with the incarnate. So it could be an avenue for some of you guys who feel like you have tumultuous relationships with your teens.
And that's why I wanted to kind of highlight the difference and talk a little bit about my soul story and how the universe has responded to me as the incarnate. And a lot of that has to do with all the hard work that my soul has put in over thousands and thousands of years.
So Allie was talking earlier about how different entities, like any type of entity, could be on your spiritual guidance team, and how some of these mystical beings are real. I'm not sure if any of you guys are familiar with the Orishas. They are gods, and they're perceived and deemed gods, particularly in the Nigerian culture, particularly in the Yoruba culture, because they have these very specific abilities, and they've done incredible things for, you know, for the planet, for the most part. And I found out that these entities were real. And when I did, it blew my freaking mind. It's, I don't know if I can fully describe the experience of discovering that a mystical being is a real entity. It's it's somewhere between shock and awe and bewilderment. And that's kind of how it was for me. The first one I was introduced to was a water entity. And she has a couple names around the world. In Africa, she is Amaya. In South America, I believe they call her Yamoya. But she was the first entity that I was introduced to. Very beautiful frequency. And the experience was exceptionally positive. Like my first introduction to her, it was just so, so beautiful. I've also met another entity who is an Orisha, who came to my rescue a while back when I was experiencing spiritual attacks. So they've both been very helpful to me in many ways. However, I didn't realize that they had ulterior motives. Now, I'm not here to bash someone's belief systems or to bash Ifa or to necessarily bash the Orishas. This is just my experience that I'm sharing. And they did not have my best and highest, unfortunately. That was actually discovered recently. And it's rough when you feel like entities that you admire and look up to with high regard don't respect you or don't really care for you. It's a very difficult thing to navigate. And I had to navigate that. So those entities, the Orishas, did at some point incarnate as humans in my lineage, which also blew my mind. I was just like, what? It makes sense. I mean, obviously they had access to me for some reason. And the unfortunate reality for me was that their intent wasn't to help me. It was to ensure my failure. And I'm still navigating that. I think for the most part, I've come to terms with it. Again, I'm a split soul. I'm the mental body. I don't always have the best ability to recognize emotions that I'm carrying. I'm working on learning how to do that. But that was also an experience that I had because essentially they were guides for the most part. And they were on my spiritual guidance team, like officially on my spiritual guidance team. So we kind of worked our relationship out a little bit. We had a whole conversation about family and trust. And they come around every once in a while, but obviously dynamics have shifted. So again, not trying to bash the Orishas. Hey, if you worship them and they're your guys, and that's fantastic. But I have my sentiments towards them because of my own personal experiences. You know, no harm, no foul. So I just wanted to share that little tidbit.
I think the underlying message here is just you, as unfortunate as it is, you guys have to be careful.
Very careful.
That's the underlying message. It's like, I don't want to deter you from connecting or building a relationship with your spirit team. I advise to try to learn about your soul's history. I advise you to try to do some past life regression work because it really will help in developing the story or the relationship with your spirit team, because your spirit team knows your history. The spirit team knows like how many lives you have reincarnated. They know about your history. They know about what karma you might have. They know what's in your soul contract. And so they actually really are valuable beings, but with all the deception and pending on your relationship with them and everything that Tiara just shared, you just have to be careful. You have to move cautiously. You really need to build your intuition. You need to, you know, just don't jump into anything and think like, oh my God, this is amazing. Like, I'm so lucky, because Tiara and I have been there and then we've had to backtrack, and it makes it so much harder to backtrack.
It does. So, hey, I offered some recommendations for how you can go about making sure that the entity you're talking to is someone you actually know. Again, that's worked for me. Could work for some of you guys if you feel like your guides are, you know, giving you BS. in regards to that, if you feel like you're getting fed BS from someone who's supposed to be a guide, find someone else to validate the information for you. I'm fortunate that I have Allie who can do that for me, but maybe you can find someone who can do something similar. And, you know, you might have to find someone who can channel or someone who can talk to souls or something like that to really know. But if you have suspicions, then seek someone out who can assist you with that so that you're not getting consistently deceived, because trust me, it's not fun. It's not a positive experience when that happens. And you have to, like I said, backtrack, and you have to unravel the lies. And, you know, I don't want that for anyone else. I really don't.
This was, if you guys have questions and if you guys can't really find anyone to help you, this is why we're building a spiritual community. And this is why you guys are going to get access to us. Like, if you're really inspired by our podcast and if you're inspired by our stories and if you, you know, we have really made it a priority when we started this podcast to be authentic and to tell the truth. And if we resonate with you, then come join our community and I can help you unravel a lot of things. Like, I have the gifts, I have the ability. So just reach out to me, send me an email. If you are interested in joining the community, reach out to Tiara or I. Go to our website, goddessvibration.com. Email us. Tiara, we starting a email subscription list?
Well, we have a way that you can subscribe to the email list. It's on our website now. Eventually, that's going to change, but yes. So right now you can go to the website, click on the link, and you will be added to a list. And then all of those people are going to go on a bigger list that we are going to use to share updates, news, announcements about the community, and that kind of thing.
So this is a perfect opportunity for you guys to get access to us. If that's something that you're interested in, we would love to have you. We are here to serve you guys. We are here to help you guys. And we love what we do. We do have a vast knowledge. I know I don't talk as much on this podcast. I feel like Tiara's... I don't talk as much on the episodes. I mean, I do talk. I just don't talk as much. But I'm saying I feel like Tiara has more of a relatable story than mine does.
Ah, okay.
And that's really why, like, I have her bring more of her perspective in, because, I mean, we're extremely close, but we're two very different people, especially when it comes to the spiritual journey.
Yeah, and it's, you know, in a way, it gives you guys the best of both worlds, right? Like, you get both perspectives, you know? I don't know. I think that's kind of a positive thing.
No, it is a very positive thing. I'm just saying that, like, I have very different things to offer this community than Tiara does. But TR is more relatable.
I suppose. I think you're relatable.
Well, thank you.
You don't think there are other... I'm sure there are plenty of other entities who have high vibrational souls that are like yours.
On this planet?
Sure. Maybe not as many, but I think they exist.
No, they definitely exist. And I hope we attract those people to our community. We would love to have you. But I feel like, yeah. I feel like the people that are going to be attracted to our community are very, you know, in the more beginning stages, like, or in the middle of, or in the middle of their journey, not wanting to get lost, that kind of thing.
Okay. I get that.
Well, I hope you guys enjoyed Spirit Guides. Again, we didn't mean to deter you or scare you. Heed my advice. Build your intuition. Take your time building your relationship with your team. If you guys need help with it, you know how to contact us. We're so excited for the community. And if you guys listen to us, like, please give us a review. Your reviews matter when it comes to building our podcast. We have found that we are getting more listeners. So I just want to shout out and say thank you for supporting us. And I can't wait to see you guys in the community.
Yes, thank you so much. And in regards to this specific, I cannot talk. in regards to this specific episode, if you feel like something's not right when it comes to your spiritual guidance team, I have experience with that. So definitely feel free to reach out to me and we can see if we can't unravel what's going on.
Yes. Well, everyone, have a great week and we'll see you next time. Stay tuned.
All right. Thanks, you guys. Bye-bye.
Bye.